Well, it's our first in our vintage violin series. And I will tell you extensively about the first piece we're going to play, and then I'll pipe down for the rest of the hour. How's that? The Violin Sonata in G minor, more well known as the Devil's Trill Sonata. It was a work for violin by the 18th century composer Giuseppe Tartini, and it's famous for being extremely technically demanding. Now, the story behind the Devil's Trill starts with a dream. Tartini said that he dreamed that the devil appeared to him and asked for his soul. And as a bargain, Tartini handed the devil his violin to test his skill. The devil immediately began to play with such virtuosity that Tartini felt his breath taken away. And when Tartini awoke, he immediately jotted down the sonata, desperately trying to recapture what he had heard in the dream. Well, despite the sonata being successful with his audiences, Tartini lamented that the piece was very far from what he had heard in his dream. What he had written was, in his own words, quote, "so inferior to what I had heard that if I could have subsisted on other means, I would have broken my violin and abandoned music forever." We have it played here by David Oistrakh, who died in 1974. He was a Soviet violin master, virtuoso. He made a stack of recordings and had many violin works dedicated to him. His recordings and performances of Shostakovich's concertos are very well known, but he was also a performer of classical concertos. He worked with orchestras in Russia, also with musicians in Europe and here in the United States. The Kachaturian Violin Concerto is dedicated to him, as are two violin concertos by Shostakovich. Here is the Devil's Trill, the violin sonata in G minor of Giuseppe Tartini, performed by David Oistrakh with pianist Vladimir Yampolsky. Thank you.
Thank you.
recorded in London in February of 1956. And I'm sure there was a cloud of rosin in that recording studio. David Oistrakh, the violinist, Vladimir Yampolsky, the pianist, in a performance of Giuseppe Tartini's violin sonata in G minor, The Devil's Trill, here on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.
Over the summer, we've been enjoying encores on the McGraw-Hill Company's Young Artist Showcase. How better to wind up our mini festival and celebrate our 1,700 broadcasts on WQXR than by replaying our first public concert in the green space. Wonderful evening with the superb violin piano team of Elena Uriosto and Michael Brown, plus M5, a top-notch brass quintet from the Manhattan School of Music. I'm Bob Sherman. We'll be on the air Wednesday evening at 9.
The Russian violin teacher Pyotr Stolyarsky, who taught David Oistrakh, also taught Nathan Milstein, another Russian virtuoso violinist. We have a performance by Milstein now, along with Leon Pomer's pianist, in Tchaikovsky's Melody. Melody of Peter Tchaikovsky on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. The violinist Nathan Milstein, the pianist Leon Pomers. 22 minutes past 10, we continue with vintage violin, another Russian violinist, Leonid Kogan, mostly active during the 60s. And just for your information, a Trivial Pursuit question, Kogan was the only classical violinist who preferred to play on all steel strings. Let's hear how that sounds. He performs the Schumann Trio No. 1 for piano, violin, and cello with cellist Mstislav Rostropovich and pianist Emil Gilliers.
Thank you.
Nathan Milstein with his own variations based on the Paganini theme, Paganiniana. Kevin Gordon saying thanks for listening. This is Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR, Newark and New York.